What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's start on a Friday here. And I kind of got into some of my thoughts with Reegs and Gator. I think I speak for a lot of people, not just Spartans. I think I speak for a lot of, I don't know, just somewhat educated, somewhat intelligent people. I'm exhausted by what's happening the last few weeks. As it pertains to ESPN and as it pertains to the individual Paula Levine, I'm tired. And I think that's probably part of their plan, is to just wear voices of dissent out. They just bombard you with salacious headlines and rehash old pieces and try to pretend it's new. And you just get beaten down. You just get tired. Like, my plan coming on the air today on a Friday, it's my last day before vacation. Sully and I sat down after the show yesterday and said, you know what, let's really try to make an effort, have a little more fun. It's been a heavy couple of weeks. It's your last day before you leave. Let's just try to have a little fun. I went to bed with that plan. I wake up this morning at 6:30 and I read, I don't know what you want to call this thing from Paula Levine. This it's not an article. It's not a piece. It's not a column. It's, you know, I'll tell you what it is. It is what a journalism professor would put up in front of their class as the definition of unethical behavior. It's unethical to release the name of a young man who has not even been charged with anything, much less convicted of anything, is unethical. And as a journalist, if you do not have ethics, then you're not a journalist at all. And I've said this from the beginning. I thought this was very personal for Paula Levine. I think the timing of this piece, much the same way the timing of the OTL piece, is very convenient. And what I mean by that is this. Mark Hollis comes out and knocks ESPN, and indirectly is knocking her. Interim President John Engler comes out and knocks ESPN, and directly her. This really looks like a person who is upset, wants revenge, wants attention, and wants to somehow be vindicated because their initial report has been eviscerated by anybody with a brain as nothing more than a hit job. So late last night, she decided, I'm going to go out and I'm going to show them. Paula Levine admits in the piece the details of the alleged incident are unknown. She admits that she has not seen the police report. She writes that MSU asked for a 10-day stay, which from the people I talk to, MSU's issuing a 10-day stay on all FOIAs because they can't keep up with the amount of FOIA requests. But you know what Paula Levine decided? I'm not going to wait. I'm going to show them. I'm tired of them attacking me and my company. So I'm going to show them. And I think what Paula Levine did is she cashed in her chips. And when I say that, I want to be very clear what I'm saying. If you operate without ethics as a journalist, then your career as a journalist is over. You're not a journalist. You're just a person who writes things. Okay? Bloggers don't need ethics. Commentators or opinionists, they don't need ethics. It would be suggestive that you have them, but you don't need them. Journalists need them. There's not a single journalism professional who will back what Paula Levine did in that piece last night. And that's why I'm so tired, is because there has to be someone at ESPN to say, no, Paula, we're not doing that. Nobody releases the name of a college student accused of something absent of charges. You don't do it. There's not a journalism professor in the United States of America who would argue that point. You simply don't do it. Paula Levine did it. Now, every time that young man, whether innocent or guilty, that guy 10 years later going out for a job, because let's face it, he's a walk-on who hasn't played a single second of a single minute of a single game for Michigan State. His name will be forever associated with this disgusting, unethical piece. That's not right. And I'm tired of living in a world where not right has become currency. I'm sick of this. And every day I get on the air, I know what I'm in for. I know there'll be a portion of you, my audience, who it doesn't matter how many facts I bring to the table, how I try to explain to you why the things you believe to be true are not true, or why certain things are probably not right or real. I know you'll never believe me because of the degree that hangs on my wall. I can't change that, but I try. Days like today bum me out because this shouldn't even exist. That piece never should have been published. And what ESPN has decided is they're going to be TMZ. And I think healthy, rational adults will start to view ESPN as that. I have no issues with investigations on my university. I have no issue if Paula Levine wants to move to East Lansing and try to exact her pound of flesh, provided it's done in an ethical and honest manner. And from the beginning, I think it's pretty clear Paula Levine has an agenda. I think it's pretty clear that Paula Levine has now begun to take this very personally. And those are two things that journalists are not allowed to have. You are not allowed to make investigative journalism personal. You are not allowed to have an agenda. Your agenda as a journalist is the truth. That's it. The facts. When you hide behind facts, you're hiding in plain sight. You are right there. The facts are your shield. You don't need to explain the facts. But when you begin to speak in half-truths, when you begin to cash in your ethics, when you begin to omit things that don't support your case, you're no longer an investigative journalist. You're just an angry person who writes stuff. And to me, if I were ESPN, I would, it's one of two things to me. I would remove her from this case and have her investigate something else because clearly this has gotten too personal for her. Or, I'll be honest, I wouldn't have someone like this on my staff who has shown a complete lack of ethics, a lack of compassion, and a lack of fairness. Putting that young man's name in the paper is one of the most irresponsible things, short of plagiarism, that I've ever seen. And I would ask you again, find me a journalism professional who would back that decision. Now, as of the time I took the air, and Sully, you have to correct me if I am wrong, but as of 1:45, the last time you and I talked about this, the Freep hasn't run a piece. The News hasn't run a piece. You know why? Because they have ethics. They're not going to put that young man's name in the paper. Ryan Woolley didn't say the young man's name because Ryan and WWJ, our sister station, have ethics. It is unethical, it is unfair, and it shouldn't be allowed what Paula Levine did. And that's why I'm tired, because I shouldn't have to explain it. It shouldn't exist. The piece shouldn't exist. The framework of the piece is so flawed. She tries to act like this young man is, Mo Bamba, and he's a star player. Paula Levine shows she has no understanding of what she is talking about as it pertains to the basketball angle. He is a walk-on who has never seen a minute. And she tries to frame it that he is just a young player on an elite basketball squad. No, Paula, he is a walk-on who's a warm practice body. It is just unbelievable that my Friday, on the last day before vacation, I have to spend talking about this. I'll do it, but I really just would like to know if we're kind of just done with ESPN at this point. This has all the markings of someone who was angry, who was bitter, and who wanted revenge and wanted to fire back. And I think that is not the type of person that I would employ with the label investigative journalist. Now, I've tried to stay calm, haven't personally attacked anybody. I'm just done. Honestly, I'm beaten down by it because I can't combat it every day. I don't think Spartans, I don't think well-adjusted adults can look at this and go, yep, that's acceptable. But yet I do believe, and it's the old George Carlin line, look at how dumb the average American is, and remember, half the people are dumber than that. And that's what I fear. I fear that the average person reads it and just nods their head like a guppy and agrees. And that's sad, because then, you know what it means? ESPN won. They won without ever really producing anything other than things that were reported on in the past and rehashing them to fit their narrative, or publishing a young man's name without so much as charges being filed, without so much as looking at a police report. It's disgusting. But that's why they're ESPN. There's no accountability anymore. Everybody gets to do whatever they want to do. 248-539-9797. I'll take your phone calls on it. All right, 97-1. Just an FYI, and again, like, I don't know, maybe I don't do a good job explaining stuff sometimes, but like, I know Sully said a lot of people have wondered, why haven't we tried to get Paula Levine on? Well, A, I've been in contact with WWJ for days, and Paula Levine's not doing interviews. And I said to Sully, okay, well, if you want to be able to say that we've reached out and not WWJ, then fine, reach out. Well, here's the response. Thanks for reaching out. Paula won't be available. Okay. So there you go. And can I be even more honest? If I were her, I wouldn't do this show. I wouldn't.
No, it's just weird, though, because she came on our morning show before.
Yeah, but they're a lot nicer than me.
That was a while ago, too.
And second of all, I know for a fact she knows who we are. And I know she's heard our comments about her and ESPN, because I was on in Chicago. And they played our comments for her, and she responded to them, and then I responded to her. So she's keenly aware. And look, I'll be honest. I'm a betting man. Paula Levine's getting herself in some trouble here. And it may not be this instance that's what ultimately gets her, but I'm telling you, she better prepare for some lawsuits. It's the height of irresponsibility. And you know what? Listen, I know she wrote a book about Baylor, and that's fine. You make money, you do what you got to do. But the things that she wrote about with Baylor haven't been proven to be happening here. The police not reporting things to the school because they're Baylor fans. The school not reporting things to Title IX or not even having a Title IX office. Cover-ups. Victim intimidation, witness intimidation. Those things haven't been proven. If Paula wants to write a book about Michigan State, then begin to prove that what you wrote about at Baylor or that culture exists here. This isn't proving that a culture exists. This is just proving that you're a bad person who has no regard for ethics or doing what's right. And if you're going to try to be a justice warrior and you're going to paint yourself as an investigative journalist, then do the work. Oh, you don't have the police report yet? Don't write the article. Do the work. You know what you did is wrong. You know releasing that young man's name was wrong, because there's no one in your profession that's on your side with this. And I think that's what upsets me most. You know, we do what we do on a daily basis. I say the things I want to say. Management stays out of my way on 99% of things. I'm frustrated that more people who have a voice haven't come out and taken a side. You know, I've said it to Wojo publicly and privately. I don't understand how there aren't more people taking a side on this and saying, you know what, whether you love MSU or you hate them, this is wrong. What ESPN's doing is wrong. But very few people choose to do it, and I don't know why. What are we risking? Like, what are me, Sully, David, Roberto, what are we risking by saying, hey, wait, I want to ask a few questions. This isn't right. This doesn't feel right. D'Antonio and Izzo don't belong in this conversation. How come more people don't take a side and take a stand? I can't believe that everyone in the media just doesn't think what ESPN's doing is kind of shady or irresponsible. So how come more people don't come out and just take a side, say something?
To make some people uncomfortable, that's why.
Well, then find something different to do. You know, I if Paula Levine is going to be allowed to have no ethics and put a young man's name in the paper who hasn't even had charges filed, then why can't someone who works at a newspaper or television station do a commentary? Do Wojo can do a column on anything he wants, but he won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. That's not right. And look, let's just get it out of the way. I'm not saying that, like, people have to like the way I go about my business. I do what's right for me, but I also am willing to have the uncomfortable conversations. And to me, this required people to stand up and go, no. This is why there's a general mistrust of the media in this country. This is why I think we have such an unhealthy perspective on so many things, is that, dude, accusations do not equate to truth. You know, writing suggestive and narrative-driven articles is dangerous. Not when you're trying to get a coach fired, or not when you're trying to criticize why he called a running play, but when you're trying to insinuate that they somehow are vile and monstrous, empowerers of sexual predator. I'm sorry, but I just don't understand how more people, both locally and nationally, haven't taken a stand and gone, you know what? No, this isn't right. You know what? No, ESPN. The burden of proof is on you. This isn't right. And I mean, it's no one's getting a tiny violin out. It's just, I feel like some days I'm like, wow, am I the only one who thinks this way? And then I'm reassured because we get lots of calls and we get lots of texts. And I talk to people that understand what's going on, and whether they graduated from another school or stayed, the support is there. But I really don't understand why people in the media are so afraid to go, you know what? ESPN, you're wrong. You're not doing this right. I don't know. It's just weird. It just weirds me out because I'm like, it's so obvious.
Well, especially to take, for Paula Levine to take 3-4 paragraphs of the information she published today and have that at the beginning of the article, and then have the rest of the article, 70-80% of the article,
right,
be all about how this is a sign of the culture of sexual,
right,
assault.
She's trying to trumpet her flawed original report. Because for anyone who's taken the time to do the reading and think about it, her original report hasn't aged well. It looks really bad. And I think ultimately her original report, it could result in a lawsuit. I mean, I don't know why ESPN, like I've always said it, sometimes the people that empower others are worse than the actual violator. Like the person who writes the article is bad, but it's the person that lets them write it that's just as bad. You know, Paula Levine right now is showing that she has a lack of character, because if you're an unethical journalist, you don't have character. But her editors are showing the exact same trait by empowering the work. Let me give you a tidbit. And then, Mike, I know we got to get on time, but this is important. I spoke to someone at WWJ, and WWJ does news, okay? They're reporters. They do news. And this person I talked to had reached out to Paula Levine's producer, and their quote of, "We stand by our report." This person then asked the question, well, if you stand by your report, do you stand by the unethical printing of a young person's name when charges haven't been filed? The producer then became upset and combative, accused the person I spoke to of putting words in their mouth. And then once again, the person I spoke to said, well, you ran it. You're saying you stand by your reporting. This is your reporting. To me, the people that empower Paula Levine are just as bad as Paula Levine. We'll take your phone calls, whatever you want to do. 248-539-9797. There you go, Sully.
Hey, Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.